Chapter 14. Lexi cracked one eye open, just as the sun was just starting to rise. She closed her eye and rolled over, stretching her back. Feeling the weight of someone staring at her, she opened both her eyes and looked straight into a pair of deep brown orbs which were gazing at her with expectant adoration. Sprinkles. Lexi felt her lips curl in a smile and reached out to pet the dog, who reacted by leaping off the bed and running circles on the floor.
Okay, I'll get up,
Lexi whispered, then swung her legs over the bed. She padded into the small kitchen, filled Sprinkles' bowl with dog food, then set it down. Lexi leaned against the counter while Sprinkles dug into the food. She was excited to tell Nans what she had learned from Sylvia and Prescott the night before, but it was too early. She wouldn't have time to pop over there before work, so it would just have to wait until their meeting at 2. Suddenly, in a hurry to get to the kitchen and get her baking done for the day, Lexi grabbed Sprinkles' leash and dashed outside with the dog, who quickly did her business, then ran back inside and jumped in bed with Jack. Her dog duties accomplished, Lexi threw on a t-shirt and jeans, planted a kiss on Jack's sleeping cheek, and then headed off to the kitchen. She hurried up the path. The tantalizing smell of bacon blanketed the resort, causing her mouth to water. Slipping inside the back door, she took a detour past the griddle where the bacon was sizzling and grabbed a piece, crunching it into her mouth before continuing on to her area. She assembled the flour, butter, sugar, baking powder, salt, and milk for biscuits she would use as the basis for a strawberry shortcake that would be served for dessert at that evening's dinner. She was just measuring the last of the ingredients into the giant mixing bowl when Sylvia appeared at her side. "I've done some poking around, and no one here knows who would have been in the kitchen late at night," Sylvia said in a low voice. Lexi glanced around the kitchen. Only about half the staff was in, but she wouldn't have been surprised if no one else admitted to knowing anything either. "Where's Brad?" Lexi's brow creased as she looked around for the irritating chef. Sylvia checked her watch. "He's not in yet." "Oh. Well, it probably wouldn't help to ask him, but I think we should try to keep an eye on him between the two of us. I'm making up the biscuits and whipped cream for strawberry shortcake, but I have to leave around 1:30, Lexi said. Sylvia nodded. "I'll keep my eyes and ears open."
"Open for what?"
Dina asked as she came up behind them. A look of panic crossed Sylvia's face.
"Anything that might have to do with Dugasse's murder," Lexi offered, putting Sylvia at ease and answering the teen's question.
"Oh." Dina looked at Sylvia suspiciously. As head chef, Sylvia was probably too much of an authority to be trusted from Dina's point of view, and Lexi found herself wishing the other woman would leave. She could see that Dina was bursting at the seams to tell her something. It must have been Lexi's lucky day, because Sylvia turned away from the counter and said, "Well, back to work," as she headed off toward the front of the kitchen. As soon as Sylvia was out of earshot, Dina whipped her head back around to Lexi.
"I may have found something out that will help you."
Lexi felt a flutter of excitement in her stomach. "Great. Let's start this batter up and then get the ingredients for the flavored whipped creams. Then you can tell me." Lexi indicated for Dina to finish measuring the ingredients into the bowl while she got heavy cream from the fridge. She stopped by the pantry for some sugar and flavored extracts, so that she could make some flavored whipped creams for people to put on their strawberry shortcakes. The shortcake, cut up strawberries, and whipped cream would be refrigerated separately and then assembled at the last minute before dessert. She dropped the ingredients on the counter next to the mixer that was already beating the dough. "These will be easy. We're just going to make 3 bowls, 1 vanilla, 1 coconut, and 1 almond flavored. So we'll just whip the cream, sugar, and extract together." Lexi handed the brown vanilla extract bottle to Dina.
"You do the vanilla."
Dina followed Lexi's lead,
matching her measurements and adding the extract carefully. They picked up their bowls and whisks and started hand-whisking the cream. Lexi raised her eyebrows and glanced around to make sure no one could hear them. "So, what did you find out?" Dina pressed her lips together, her arm quivering as it worked the cream in the bowl.
"You have to promise not to tell anyone."
She looked solemnly at Lexi.
"I promise."
Dina glanced around.
"Some of the kids, we hang out on the trails at night. Sometimes we have a bonfire, but anyway, one of them told me that she saw a guy coming up the trail and being led in the back door of the kitchen. And it happened more than once."
Lexi stopped whisking, her heartbeat picking up speed.
"What trail?" "One of the middle ones, not the one that goes to the parking lot or the one that ends up by the cabins."
"Do you know what time of night?"
Dina made a face and lowered her voice so that it was barely audible.
"Don't tell anyone, but it was a few hours after midnight. My friend snuck out of her cabin. Her parents don't know."
Lexi's heart beat even faster.
"That was the same time Dugasse's wife said he was sneaking off. Did she say what he looked like?"
"She didn't really have a description. She said he looked big and tough. And one thing was strange."
"What's that?"
Lexi's brows creased together as she started whisking the cream again.
"He wore a thick leather jacket, a biker jacket. She said he must have been real hot in that, in the middle of summer."
Lexi and Dina hurried through making the whipped cream, a batch of blondies, and some moon pies. By the time she left, it was 1:45. She rushed down the path to Nan's and burst through the front door to find all four women of the Ladies' Detective Club sitting around the table drinking tea. Nan's peeked at her watch.
"How nice of you to join us. I thought maybe you might not make it for our little excursion."
Lexi felt her face flush.
"Sorry, I had to finish the baking. But you'll be glad you didn't leave without me, because I have some interesting news."
Four sets of gray eyebrows shot up.
"Do tell,"
Ida said. "Last night, I went back to the dining hall to look in Dugasse's office," she started.
"Alone?"
Helen interrupted. Lexi felt a twinge. "Yes, I know it was a bit dangerous, but I wanted to see if I could figure out what Brad was looking for."
"And did you?"
"Not really, but I found something very interesting."
"What's that?"
Nans asked. "Sylvia Spicer and Prescott Charles," Lexi said, proud of her late-night discovery.
"What about them?"
Ruth asked. "They were there in the middle of the night in secret," Lexi said. "It turns out Sylvia was having an affair, but it was with Charles, not Dugasse."
"Oh, so she didn't kill him in a fit of passion?"
Ida looked disappointed.
"No," Lexi said, "and they both have alibis that can be corroborated by other people."
"Well, darn, we sure are running out of suspects."
Helen went over to the whiteboard and erased Sylvia's name.
"So what was Brad looking for in Dugasse's office?"
Nans asked.
"I don't know,"
Lexi shrugged.
"The only thing in there is recipes. So I was wondering if he could be looking for that famous chili recipe."
"Huh, things are all starting to point to that chili contest. It usually comes down to money."
Ruth shook her head knowingly.
"Maybe. Or maybe not," Lexi said. "I also found out something that might tie the bikers to Dugasse."
"Oh?"
"My assistant told me that the teens hang out in the woods there behind the dining hall, and one of her friends said she saw a man that fits the bikers' descriptions being let in the back door of the kitchen."
"By Dugasse?"
"She didn't say, but it was in the middle of the night about the same time that Dugasse's wife said he was missing from home."
Helen scrunched up her face.
Why would a biker be meeting Dugasse in the middle of the night?
Maybe they were having an affair.
Ida wiggled her eyebrows, apparently delighted with the thought. Lexi scrunched her face together. The image of Dugasse and a burly biker having an affair in the kitchen made her queasy.
Well, I guess we'll find out soon enough.
Nan stood up and went over to the fridge.
Are you guys ready to go make some new friends?
I guess so, Lexi said. But I'm curious. What is it that you think will get them to talk to us?
Why, one of my famous mile-high apple pies, of course, Nan said, bending over and grabbing something out of the fridge.
She turned around, holding out a beautiful golden-crusted apple pie.
No man alive has ever been able to resist my apple pie. And I'm sure these biker gentlemen are no exception.